microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So after a little bit of a hiatus, we took a little one-week break, and we're going to get into that because my partner, Blaze Rock, I got to have him recap where he was and everything, what was going down with him. But I am Jay Love.
Protect yourself at all times. the duration of the show, that's all I'm saying, all day. Protect yourself at all times.
So that should let you know where he was.
Ain't no hugging. Protect yourself at all times.
We got a special guest. I've listened to him for a while. His name is Jay Live, so he's going to be definitely in the house with us for a little bit. So it's a pleasure to have him aboard. But, you know, I want to get right into some songs real quick, and we're going to bring Jay Live on because I know Jay Live, because he's listening, he's probably saying these dudes are on some other ish. But I know Jay Live is a football fan, is an NFL fan, and he is a Giants fan. So, Blaze, you being the Cardinals fan that you are, at some point during our conversation, we're going to have to touch base on that. All right?
Yeah, see, because, of course, look. I'm going to say this. Under normal circumstances, it would be a conversation between the Cardinals and the Giants. It's all because Jay's team is terrible.
Hey.
So we can't even we can't even throw Raiders in the conversation. So it does end up being Cardinals, you know. That's all. I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Going to the palace right now.
Yeah, because I mean, the what's crazy is the Raiders are 2-1, and yeah. I keep trying to get that phone number to hell to see what's going on, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, so we gonna get into all that. So we're going to get into a couple tracks. I have TMC's featuring AC Alone, West, Rascast, No Love, and Jedi Mind Tricks, Target Practice. So we're going to get into those. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yo, is that Tabernacle, man?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What you sipping on, Deacon? What you got in your cup?
See me with a rag. It was only to wipe the finger off.
See me with a rag.
Yeah.
See me with a rag.
Yeah.
It was only
to
wipe the fingerprints.
Dubs up with screw faces. Shoot out in 10 paces. All white K-Swiss. Red and blue shoelaces. Fighting mad cases. These dudes got several strikes. 501 jeans. White beater with that West Side light. 6'4 with swing bikes. Bumping flashlight. Youngsters out here blast on you in broad daylight.
Aqua boogie. I never learned to sea walk. I used to have a curl, but I ain't never rock a mohawk. Trying to bubble from Watts all the way to the jungles. Grew up in the Playboy saying that I'm assassin for trouble. Playing cutthroat, Dubs up West Coast. Sitting on the Hollywood sign, smoking the bong load. A fresh hot batch, my man just got back from Humbo. Tilted fitted hat with the LA Dodger logo.
See me with a ragged, see me with a ragged.
I'm so west with it, my LA fitted, all opposition, sleep with the fishes, niggas don't get it, my coast relentless, get caught up in the wrong hood, you're coming up missing, hey, essays and Chevrolets, candy coated Escalades, all my niggas keep heat for the fame, from Inglewood to the motherfucking James,
We got the best hoes, got the best we need. I say more. Medical cannabis shots everywhere. The youth out there don't care, beware. Westside, 405, my dog shades, I'm killing them. Dime piece, two piece, waxed up Brazilian. Watts Tower, Staples Center, Crenshaw District, La Brea Tar Pit, Damus and the Crips. Inglewood affiliate, smashing in the Euro whip. Blowing big bud, burning up the sunsets. Yo, it don't get no more West Coast than this. Pop two, smoke three, and finish off this fifth.
See me with a ragged whoop. See me with a ragged whoop. See me with a ragged whoop. Wipe the fingerprints. See me with a ragged
whoop.
See me with a ragged
whoop. Holy Tabernacle.
With a ragged whoop. Show me to wipe the fingerprints.
Yeah, I'm West Coast, West Side 9008, LA, California. Loving how these niggas hate them jungle to Leimert Park. Yeah, I'm representing that underground rap shit. Nigga, I invented that. I'm West like the Bombay, West without the Kanye, West like O'Shea, Calvin, and Andre, West like Larry Parker's, West like Berry, Showtime, Laker fan, just call me Jerry, Seattle to San Diego, out to Colorado, maybe down to Arizona's where I stop and where you follow, first one to throw up the dub, outside the watch, first one to freestyle, thinking outside the box, first one to bubble in my hood, without slanging rocks, Holy Tabernacle, this is West Side Hip Hop. I just hope y'all niggas get the message when you see me in your hood and I'm throwing up the West and like.
See me with a ragged, see me with a ragged, see me with a ragged, it was only to wipe the fingerprint. See me with a ragged, see me with a ragged, see me with a ragged, it was only to wipe the fingerprint.
Yeah.
See me with a ragged, it was only
to no love out there. But there's love over here. Who cares? Rascast. And you know, if I hear his fucking song and I think it's hot, it's a Rizzle. The West Coast is back.
Yeah. You fucking roaches. Y'all niggas still breathing. You fucking cock smokers.
You can't see me, but I can see you. Let the infrared beam on. It's so easy, know how we do. Holla point tips and lean them. Please believe me, I'ma do whatever it takes,
nigga.
And we don't love you hoes, so you can hate me all the way to the bank.
It's hard to earn like Gangstar. Live fast and die hard like Dale Earnhardt. My pen write fire, my fingerprint's guard. I cremate my left arm every 16 bars. Regenerate like salamander. H2 stashing hammers, jamming police scanner. They want a young nigga back in the slammer. I hate black and white so much I bust handguns at a panda. I don't think straight, gotta have grandma hair on. Maybe Nicole Richie will get with me. Rasp it sickly, not even platinum. And still ran through more industry bitches than 50. More sicker, sicker more instrumental, get more liquor. Piss test dirty like Dirt McGirt. Nigga, I don't care. Guess Vibe don't like me, cause I comb my hair. Refuse to go barefoot these croutons and claim I'm Neo Soul. I'm just Neo, whoa. Need a corporate chick, tryna fuck my CEO and go plick my dick like C3PO.
You get no love,
no love.
Yeah, thug it up, love is love, nigga. No love,
no love.
Yeah, kiss the nine and hug the slugs, nigga. No love,
no love.
Yeah, thug it up, love is love, nigga.
Listen,
your boy out for the street fame. So when Flex drop a bomb, Bin Laden drop a plane, and Bush drop a scud, I'ma drop the top on the Maybach on my block and pancake it like IHOP. Haters happy I got locked and shit. Shoulda hoped I shanked the nigga, they locked me under this bitch. Institutionalized, savages loom, security guards getting stabbed with a spoon. Conan the Barbarian shit, nigga, I battle for rooms. Chicken heads talking to me sound like Alistair Goon. Use the typical broke nigga, dying to floss. Get a couple grand and he's buying a cross. And I pity the fool. Life in the big city, fair but shitty. Like strippers with eczema, tough titty. And Justin put out Janet, didn't he? But it's okay when Madonna tongue down Christina and Britney. Fuck
no
that.
Love.
No love.
Yeah, thug it up. Love is love, nigga. No,
no
love.
No love.
Yeah, kiss the nine and hug the slugs, nigga. No,
no
love.
No love.
Yeah, thug it up. Love is love, nigga.
No,
no love.
Yeah, come on. Kiss the nine, yeah. Hug yes. The slugs. Pain nigga. Is love, cause emotional niggas is stupid. Paint my shells pink and aim at the heart of a cupid. Mommy chose me, but dude was capped to save him. His mans have to restrain him, a brat is getting to behave him. Forced to clap and detain him. Niggas don't know how to act.
knee tagging after the train them. It's rules to this, Razzy rap to explain them. Don't hate them, never sweater, never get bitter, get better than. Don't got cheddar, you just a waste of skin. Pay the pussy I came out and the pussy I came in. That's moms and the mother of my twins. Pimp cups, can I get an amen?
Sure.
I knew Halle Berry, Jillian Barbieri, and Serena Williams. Got ass to feed the children. Fuck fakes, can't stop my dollar rate. So how much more hate can my love tolerate?
No love.
Yeah, thug it up. Love is love, nigga. No love.
No love.
Yeah, kiss the nine and hug the slugs, nigga. No love.
No love.
Yeah, thug it up. Love is love, nigga.
No love.
No love. Yeah, come on, kiss the nine and hug the slugs, nigga.
You can't see me, but I can see you. Let the infrared beam 'em. It's so easy. Know how we do. Holla point tips and lean 'em.
We're way too crazy. He gets no love at all. I'ma have a homie trying to bend your shit, motherfucker, cause your dick's too small.
Damn. Yep. Crazy nigga, re up. Yeah. Genuine representation. Pop your collar. Pop your bra strap. And you bust ass niggas. You just keep getting popped at.
We come guns blazing like the young sons of Satan. Summer cages, gunplay comes into the equations. Gotta keep the chrome for home invasions and break-ins. Go to your location with no notification. Quick to pick up the clocks, fill the clip to the top. Kill the kids too little, too big to adopt. Got a whole lot of lost souls, pick of the crop. Ain't playing the oldies when you hear the click in the pop. It's nothing but ice in my veins, the devil has a mic in my brain. Has a lot of good advice to retain. What's not to like about the guy who had Christ slain? I don't have the right to gripe and complain. I have to hide the remains. I have to get tied for the stains. I have to find ties that can bind and restrain. I have to find lives to attain. I'm looking for a homicide, offering a ride from the rain.
Buscaré el camino hacia ti. Yo buscaré el camino.
You motherfuckers, days is numbered. Attack the winter and I slay the summer. Pressure bust pipes, guard, I don't pay the plumber. Y'all don't put me to sleep, it's more of a state of slumber. Pimp shit, smash skins like your favorite drummer. I'm a shooter and shoot a dude with a shooter, please. A history of the broken land of the Sudanese. I spit a verse in the motherfucking computer freeze. The right hand is a bomb and it costs you two MCs. It's suicide rapper, you can hang from shooter's trees. We destroy and rebuild while y'all just shoot the breeze. Me and Buddha are separated by 2 degrees. The army gear is military and the boots are trees. The Kevlar is in a problem, I'll just shoot his knees. I rock a Panerai watch, y'all are boosting tees. Dirty money on the block, I recoup with ease. Y'all can't afford a 16, I'm charging stupid fees. Faggot rapper. Official pistol gang. G.O.D. Just a law. Vinny Appice. The past mania Damien. Pistolvania. Violence begets violence.
You are listening to Microphone Magic Radio Show on WCNN.com. I was really feeling that. TMC's that West had AC Alone on it. I saw the video for it. AC Alone is rocking his gray beard proud. So do your thing, AC. But we have J Live, man. How you doing, J Live?
Hey, what up? What up? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. Now, I want to, obviously, I set the table. We're going to get into the debate in a little bit. But
okay.
Blaze and I, we do our little MC thing from time to time. And a few days ago, we were at a show. And it was, and you've been in the game for a while, you know, over a decade in. And we had a couple of dudes that came up to us, or one in particular that came up to Blaze and said, man, this one song that you did, you know, a few years ago, it really touched me. It really impacted me. Anything you need, Blaze Rock, I'll ride for you. He was a little drunk. But at the same time, now, have you, being as you've traveled all over the world, all over the states, talk about the impression that your rhymes and maybe the songs that you've done, because you are, I mean, you do some amazing songs. So talk about maybe the impact that you've had on some of your listeners and fans.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, the greatest compliment you can get from a supporter or a listener is, you know, the recognition that your music has influenced them the way you've been influenced by music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I grew up on some real, real good stuff as far as, and not just hip hop either, you know, everything from the Bob Marleys and Stevies and Sade's of the world to the KRS-One's and the Chuck D's and the Ice Cube's of the world. So, you know, I've had people tell me that, you know, my song has gotten them through, my music has gotten them through, you know, road trips and commutes where that's all they want to listen to. Some real tense times, some stressful times. One kid one time said that he was suicidal for a while. My music helps, you know, helped him put things in perspective. You know, you got cats that can relate to certain songs. Like a lot of people come up to me about the fourth third.
Yeah.
You know, being in a relationship, you know, where you're supposedly out of your yoke, as they say, and just having to deal with that, and the fact that song touched on that topic. A lot of women appreciate Like This, Anna. You know, I get a lot of love for Satisfied to this day, you know what I'm saying, 10 years after 9/11. You know, a lot of people never heard of me until a song like, you know, Charm Life or off Jazzy Jeff's album or Practice. You know, all the NBA fans that will get at me about that. Or the Handsome Boy Modeling School album with The Truth, the verse on The Truth. So, yeah, I mean, that's the greatest compliment you can get, you know, because this music has shaped and molded not just my career, but my worldview, you know, my soul as far as, you know, it's a tool that I use. It's an outlet, you know, and it's a medicine, so to speak. So the fact that I can be that for other people is a beautiful thing.
I think that's cool. One of the things I was doing, I mean, I know a lot about you, but I was just kind of doing some research about some comments and things that people have said about you. And one comment that really stuck out, somebody said that you are one of the most intelligent MCs in the game. Now, that sometimes can be like the gift and the curse. And I'm not trying to, for example, somebody says, oh, she's a real nice person. She has a great personality. And so you all of a sudden start to get these images of some rotund person that's going to walk through the door. Now, I listening to your music, I mean, I think that it's the beats, the rhymes, and everything is great. But do you ever feel that way, that sometimes that is, as you mentioned, kind of a yoke almost that holds you back from reaching out to more people because you have that intelligent moniker that's stuck on you?
Nah, not at all. I mean, first of all, my first response to anybody approaching me like that would be, you're selling a lot of people short, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you can't necessarily, I mean, some people go strictly off of vocab, some people might go off of content, and I think when you start to look at it in that light, you know, you're doing the music you're listening to a disservice because, you know, for example, you know, like some examples of some highly educated hip hop artists with, you know, one of the prime examples we always go to is Dos FX.
Okay.
You know, you got, if you look at these brothers, not just their track record, you know, but their academic career, and then you would think, okay, with all the iggities and whatnot, or with all the, you know, with the content or whatever the case may be, a lot of people sell them short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, and a lot of times, I mean, even, you know, pick any artist you want, until you sit down with him in a room and really talk with him and see what he's about, you know, that's when you can, you know, if you dare so, try to pass judgment on somebody. I wouldn't just put strictly up the strength of their music, because, you know, we use this as a vessel to communicate and to bear our soul, you know, and different people have a different style, and that style, you can't necessarily look at a style and say, oh, well, I can tell that he's an ignorant fool because of the style. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might hear one song, you know, you might hear a song from Ludacris, for example, and be like, oh, that boy's a fool. And then you might hear another song from Ludacris once you get the album and be like, oh, you know what? I got a whole new perspective on him. And then you might have an actual opportunity to hear an interview and be like, oh, you know what? I was totally wrong. You know what I'm saying? So you can't pass judgment like that. You know what I mean? A lot of people will try to pass judgment like that on, you know, just, I'm trying to think of artists that are well-known, like a 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant brother as far as what he's been able to do, what he's been able to accomplish, and the way he goes about his business. You might not agree with his music and the content, but to question somebody's intelligence off of that, you know, conversely, I could say, okay, J Live, you know, your vocab is ill, your albums are awesome, you know, but the marketing behind your career leaves much to be desired, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That could be that could be, you know, you could use that to try to step to somebody's intelligence. So I don't really, I mean, I'll take a compliment, you know, somebody says you're smart, great. But at the same time, you know, as far as what you're touching on, the whole idea of conscious versus ignorant hip hop, and does that end up pigeonholing you? I really don't concern myself with that. I'm just being me. You know, so somebody might hear a song like One for the Griot or a song like Get the Third and be like, oh, he's on some other shit. But then, you know, they'll hear a song like Charm Life and a song like, you know, Satisfied and be like, oh, this guy, you know, this is the next Public Enemy / Dead Prez, you know? So I try to keep it eclectic as far as my content, the same way I try to keep it eclectic as far as the style of beats I use. But, you know, I take it with a grain of salt is the long and short of it.
I think something else that a lot of people get used to with hip hop is it's all stereotypes. I mean, and society teaches you or teaches some of these folks that, you know, if this person speaks like this, or if this person acts like or looks like or seems like, then that's what it is. And I think another thing that makes it difficult with hip hop is you do have, you know, artists like yourself who do bear their soul, who, you know, who present themselves, you know, present the music as an extension of themselves, as, you know, as to how they believe and how they feel and how they think, you know, with that interest to connect to the art, you know, to the listener. But then you also have other artists who are just doing it as art, as it's almost an alter ego for them. It isn't necessarily them. It is, you know, it's what they're presenting. It's no different than Robert De Niro is not a mob boss. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that artist who does that. Now, on the other hand, there are some ignorant folks in everything, and especially in hip-hop. I hate to say it, but especially in hip-hop, and I don't mean it just from terms of, you know, like vocabulary use, or maybe they have bad grammar, or, you know, because people get too caught up in that as it is. But there's, you know, there's a distinct difference between somebody, you know, who has an intelligent mind and someone who just doesn't. And I think a lot of time we get used to hearing the hip-hop stereotype, and then we've all jumped to the conclusion that if the music is like this, then that person is like this. And the examples you used were perfect. I was thinking it the whole time you said it. Right when you said Ludacris, I was like, that was my first thought, because this guy is real intelligent. You know, when you hear him speak in interviews and in different situations, he doesn't sound like he's confused about using the English language.
Business acumen of some of these artists you're talking about, man. These guys are you know, mastering the game as far as that, you know.
That's true. I like that. So we're going to get into a couple of songs by J Live. We're going to come back and we're going to be in a little comic relief and really before we get into some other serious stuff. So J Live, No Time to Waste. And then also The Way That I Rhyme. I love that track, man. So we're going to get into those. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Not just seen, but felt. Behind your nine means be substance. Beyond your like your nose. Let's see your wise words form this constant flow. Be proof at the show. Show proof of life. Captivate mind. Eliminate strife. Decimate the trife like check but not mate. Real kings move with ease, we block, move, and take. The best food for thought, we grill like the foreman. Build upon blueprints, designs enduring. Time spans for lifetimes, not seen the joining. Meetings of minds that never get adjourned. Just fuck with your head like octopus porn. And fire up synapses, never found boring. See, my synopsis here is adjuring. All y'all to rise like the sun every morning.
Let's go.
I gotta spit like it's no time to waste. Spit like I can't stand the way this world tastes. Spit for rebellion, spit for resistance. Spit for accuracy, spit for distance. Spit like it's no time to waste. Spit like I can't stand the way this life tastes. Spit for survival, spit for existence. Spit for accuracy, spit for distance.
We take heed when rivals cheat with the score. They tip the playing fields, we seen this before. When opportunities knock and they lock the door. You unlock your barriers, headlock your doorman. Slide past security, strike without warning. Contact authorities just to inform them. The stack bowl's been dealt a swift blow. My people's asleep, it's been so long dormant. Now hold the keys through peepholes, exploring. Options, ways and means to ensure them. Names are recorded, false claims retorted. Heroes are lauded, jokes are reported, deeds are applauded, works are rewarded. Food, clothes, and shelter, all are afforded. Love, peace, and happiness, pride in your nappiness. Plots to destroy your cultures, get thwarted. Seeds of self-hate and doubt, get deported. Beyond your borders, belay the orders. Delays and setbacks, get drawn and quartered. Teach the lambs to repel that slaughter. Teach the horses to drink that water. Teach the builder to destroy like mortar. And like mustard, so tissues get tall. Let's grow from these lessons, stronger than before. Let's go.
Spit like it's no
no time to waste. Spit like I can't stand the way this world tastes. Spit for rebellion, spit for resistance. Spit for accuracy, spit for distance. Spit like it's no time to waste. Spit like I can't stand the way this life tastes. Spit for survival, spit for existence. Spit for accuracy, spit for distance.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com, and after we get through the little bit of the levity of this moment, we're gonna get into some other serious stuff before we let Jay Live enjoy his evening. But all right, so now okay, I'm a Raider fan, so we know that I'm just gonna take myself out of this conversation.
Yeah, that mistake. we'll let that mistake stop.
Over the Jets, which is cool. I'm not a Jets fan, so that's all right by me.
Yeah, same.
I'm gonna let y'all talk about this for a second, because the Cardinals played today.
And I'm mad.
They lost.
And I'm mad.
The Giants knocked out Mike Vick today.
That's right. We the quarterback killers. That's what we do.
All right, so have at it. So y'all got so the matchup is next week. So J-Live, I will let you state your case for why the Giants will take it to the Cardinals, and then Blaze Rocky will have your time to rebut.
Well, I'm gonna keep this real short because you know the Giants. The whole motto of the Giants is talk and see, play the game. They put that on the shirts. You know what I'm saying? And I happen to know that the first game of the year against the Redskins, we stunk up the joint. I happen to know that the second game of the year against the Lions, they also stunk up the joint, but they won because they're just flat out better. Now with this Eagles game, you'll notice, despite all the injuries, we're getting better and better and better from game to game to game. First game, second game, third game, better, better, better. So what does that mean for the Cardinals? All I'll tell you is this. They got Kevin Cobb, right? Kevin Cobb knows about the Giants. So my first question to you is, what is the name and how do you feel about your backup quarterback? Because I don't the reason why Kevin Cobb got time to shine in the first place is because it seems like the Giants putting it to cats like Michael Vick in the first place. So I just want to know if you could enlighten me as to who we'll be seeing in the second, third, and fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? After I think Umanyora might be back, but even if he's not, we got Pierre Paul on one side, we got Tuck on the other, we got Joseph Linval and Chris Canty in the middle, we got Boldy doing his thing. The secondary is a little suspect, but I really don't think that's going to matter because by the time Fitzgerald gets down the field, he's going to have to walk back because the play's going to be over. So,
see, look, okay. Look, the worst part, as a Cardinals fan, you know what I'm saying, as a fan, I have to say the most depressing part about the Cardinals remains the offensive line.
And when I look,
what's worse is, I'm a realistic fan. You know what I'm saying? I see, okay, our offensive line is garbage. Okay, and so then I know Kevin Cobb's not Mo. He's not getting out on nobody. You know what I'm saying? The Giants have a ridiculous defense. Okay, the secondary suspect, like you said. All I'm gonna say is somehow Arizona pulls out wins on people out of nowhere. I'm going to say that straight up. Better team than them, better defense than their offense, better offense than their defense. They pull them out of nowhere. In this case, though, that's all I've got to go on is they're going to pull one out.
I just got one follow-up question. Is the game in New York or in Arizona?
Arizona.
It's here. Let me look real quick.
I think you're right. My follow-up question to that
yeah,
was
it is
real life. That's home away from home for the Giants, right?
Wow.
So that's where they won the Super Bowl. So.
Wow.
Just a little something to chew on.
When Warner was here, Bolden was still here, Preston was still here. In them cases, then I could be bold. You know what I'm saying? Because Warner gets the ball out like bow. It don't matter how slow he is or how fast your defense is. You know, Cobb's not that. And then now the primary target is Larry Fitzgerald. And like today, and I mean I'm a little frustrated, but today the receiving high for the Cardinals was Larry Fitzgerald with 64 yards.
Oh, nice! I saw a lot of that was that one touchdown pass.
Right. That's unacceptable. Dude. You can win the NFC West like that. I ain't gonna lie, you can win NFC West going 6-10, but. Yeah, it's not going to get the job done against the better teams. I'm willing to say that.
I'm just happy that my team is looking better after every game. You know, Eli had 4 touchdowns, no interceptions this time. Bradshaw's running ragged. Jacobs is running ragged. You know what I'm saying? Victor Cruz finally emerged as the wide receiver that we expect him to be. You know, not dropping third downs or scoring touchdowns. So I'm looking forward to next week, you know? So if it's one of them 4 o'clock games, I'll make sure I get all my chores done early. So I can sit back and relax.
Yeah, I think it is. But I'm still thinking to myself that ultimately, all of us pale in comparison to the turnaround that's going on with Jay's Raiders. Because I don't remember the last time that I heard about the Raiders being 2-1 though.
Hey, yeah. I gotta take it out. I'm gonna frame it. I think I'm gonna get tomorrow's paper. I'm gonna frame it or something like that.
But the other thing is, it's not even like they just eking wins out. You know, it'd be different if they're just barely putting them out. They're putting
up.
It on people. Yeah, they putting up numbers. So I can't. Never hate on the Raiders by far. I just clown because I got a lot of friends who are diehard Raider fans. And yeah.
Are they going back to LA or what?
I don't know. Al Davis and his, he'll probably forget if they, with his, I think his health these days. I don't know. I just try to take it as I get it. Because I was looking at, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and he was saying, man, look at your roster. Hey, all right, man. Look, as long as we got rid of the gentleman who they will never let anybody, whose jersey they will never let adorn again, as long as we got rid of Jamarcus Russell.
You know Jay Hustle. Oh, come on now.
Because they got to a point where when, what was his name, when Pryor came to the team, he wanted to have that number, and they said no.
No. And then he played dumb. Jamarcus
Russell's number on some whole other.
Man, then he tried to play like he didn't understand. Like, I don't know why they didn't want me to play as number two. Come on, dude. They don't want to repeat Jay Hustle.
Nah.
Man, come on.
Jay Hustle.
That dude is the epitome right there, man. That's how you get paid.
And we're gonna get into a couple more tracks real quick and come back with the last segment with the one and only Jay Lies. So we're gonna get into the Goonies featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's called Too Strong. Irk the Jerk, Can't Let You Go. Balance featuring Big Pooh and Sean Don is called Worldwide. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong.
I remember being young, growing up, we didn't have much. Going to school with no money, eating bag lunch. Speaking of food inside my cupboards, it was sad, but knowing inside, my mother never would abandon us. On the side was like the only thing I ever made. Really inside, I'm trying hard not to cuss and scream. Wasn't a dream, I was surrounded by a couple fiends. Imagine a teen stuck in the middle of amphetamines, trying to survive the cliche. Yeah, by any means, using the wick to get some milk and the rice and beans. Using the money that wasn't green, it was bag brown. EBT, it wasn't me, but I was damn proud. People was looking down like I was on the first floor, like I'm looking for charity. I ain't begging, I'm just po. Plenty of many times I can break and just lose my mind, but I'm strong and I carry on. I will never let it define me.
I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong. I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong.
Life's been hard, I'm working the garden more like a fight in the dark. I need to eat, but we starving and the lights would go off. I tried to keep it a secret, these things are eating at me. No B and leave it to Beaver, you see it's sweetly deep. Eager to breathe, the heart is beating too fast. The hard to think what I'm seeing when Pops is beating my ass. Though it made me a man, I'm both feet, I'm an ox. Staying true to the plan to always do what I love. Could've gave up and ran, it would be never enough. And being less of a man, but damn, we right on the cusp. Life in the gutter feels like a knife in the gut. And living righteous and brighter, so know we rising above. To judge a book by its cover would be your biggest mistake. I realize like no other, I do believe in my fate. Bad dreams, best believe they gon' fade. And better days are coming my way.
I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could've broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong. I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could've broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong.
Good kid, Mad City, 30 niggas, 30 semis, plenty blunts, plenty Remy, out the bottle, till it's empty, four throttle, fast life, Dale Earnhardt sent me, hope I don't crash when I speed past, God forgive me, I can see my tribulations getting worse, conversations with my past demons, can I soul search, hoping I can find something so divine, I can put a rose on it, smelling death around the corner, don't you put your nose on it, wake up on cold mornings, thinking about my life in general, career criminal, picture that like a centerfold, only the best of sinners. Know how it hurts when you looking to be a saint, but the way that you think is pitiful. Times is harder. Where's your father? You never had one. He never did bother. And so your passion is a permanent author. Telling stories from the streets. Don't let it short you your sleep. Be strong.
I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong. I done been through things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong.
things in my life. Feels like too much. I could have broke down and lost my mind, but I'm too strong.
I think it's time to move on. Sorry. Look, I ain't never been one to place blame, but we've been going through it for years and it ain't changed. Every day fussing and fighting the same thing. I love you, but it's really a struggle to maintain. At first Cupid shot me in the heart, bang, bang. Now you drive me crazy and wish I could change lanes. Shit, if you wanna step, you can step. I ain't tryna keep something, I ain't tryna be kept. You don't be talking about shit, and I'm always upset. And then you convince me it's my fault I'm depressed. I can't let you go, too much pride to sweat you. Too much time invested to ever forget you. Thought you was different, told you you were special. Told me you would be there, take me out the ghetto. Now look at us, everything ass backwards. And we was this close to having us a class. All I need is money to win. I got the skill for it. I was born to do it. I was built for it. Pray about it, but me and the devil still want it. Still love it, just not sure if I still want it. They say I can make a meal with the right timing. And if I stay humble and I don't stop grinding. But shit, when the bills start coming in, I gotta stop writing. Cause the baby keep crying. Me and wifey ain't getting along, we keep fighting. My pride telling me I'm too close to be tired. I'm up trying to make these beats. Late for work, 8 day this week. I'm this close to being fired. Look, I'm not complaining, I'm just frustrated. I'm just afraid of what'll happen if I don't make it. Just, man, I'm trying to be patient. So close I can taste it. That's why I'm like this. And I don't wanna let you go. Show me how to turn my struggle into hustle. Catch 22, now when I roll through, it's so hard trying to separate the fake from the truth. Everybody hustling, stacking dough. And what the fuck happened to the average Joe? Sometimes I just want to pack up and go. And don't ever come back no more. But then I'm like, damn.
Don't nobody wanna fight who they really can't see. Everybody fantasize about who they can't be. Shit hit the fan, I don't wanna hear a plea unless my nigga from the Bay decide he wanna MC. A plus high row, I know I'm way over heads. Like that nigga Dame Dash, way over kids. Rapper pool ill, they ain't even got the meds. A verbal buffet, this the spread of all spreads. Little conversation in your girl, open legs. I'ma stand up in it like I'm on two pegs. Corny motherfucker standing close to the edge. Real nigga all day to the grind, I pledge. Right hand to God, I swore to go hard. Dismiss anybody who ain't wanna play a part. You internet rapper serving bars a la carte. Try and wrestle with a line, you ain't really that smart.
Yeah, spit shit to get niggas off they ass. Flow liquid, I'm rich, bitch, off of a glass. Your bitch think I hit quick, she off of the ass. Got six grip like John Stock off of a pass. Make guru in 06 off of the jazz. I'm Yao Ming, you doubting, off of not spaz. A blackout, back out, or off of the cash. It's whack out, take Mac out, you off in the bag. Zip, black tie and bow tie, we multi. 4-5 and O-I get so high. You know I get crazy in the booth. Alcoholic like cash, nigga, say I'm the truth. Poof. Yeah, we back to the Bay again. Murder 10 MCs all in a day again. Yeah, now we back to the block where young niggas hypey in the polls are the cops.
Scared to reach my potential, killer with the lines. You see the dopest rappers, they got no longer alive. So knock a CJ, but he probably had me killed. Or Sammy, either way preventing me to build. I'm blessed with a skill, I'm really that ill. Make a living off my words on my own without a deal. Can't tell me nothing, this the age of the indie. Can't blackball me, say a soul in me. When I swear they translation, good luck with that. I am the disaster that is fucking up your habitat. Maybe when I'm done with it, bitch, you can have it back. Nigga, you a joke, what the fuck you think you laughing at? Been around the world, I ain't hear your music anywhere. You are not a threat to my career, so get out of here. Battle anybody, put them all in mausoleums. From Hunts Point to Crenshaw, heads bop, I see him. I see him.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. It's usually we have folks stick around for two segments, but J-Live, you're so fresh, man. We had to keep you around for a little more. Man,
I got a lot to talk about.
Now tell me, now one of the things, well, the floor is yours. What's on your mind, man? Because I know there's a couple things I wanted to ask you, but what's on your mind right now?
Well, yo, man, you know, the album is fresh out right now.
Yes.
You know, Said Person of That Ability. You know what I'm saying? It came out September 27th, Tuesday. So, you know, that there's a lot going on the record, man. I've been looking forward to this release for some time now. It's the follow-up to the EP that we put out. You played The Way That I Rhyme, which is featured off the EP.
Yeah.
Which Undivided Attention, that dropped, you know, last winter. But the album features that track, No Time to Waste, produced by Diamond D, that you played earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, it also features the likes of Marco Polo on production, RJ D2 on production, Floyd the Locksmith, Illustrate, Nicolay from Foreign Exchange, the Diamond D track I just mentioned, my man Corday, young brother I'm working with right now. I went to school with his uncle, but he's a beast on the beats. So yeah, man, it's a continuation of you know, what people have come to expect from J-Live, you know, dope beats, dope lyrics, boom bap, true school hip hop. But it's definitely an extension of what's going on now as far as my life, as far as the world, and it's a bit of a different take. You know, I approach this record. I've been a solo artist all my life. I've never really been in a group like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to DJ for a group that didn't really want a third rapper, but that's a whole nother story. That's like, you know, where are they? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I approach this record as a group as opposed to a solo artist. So it's like the producer, the MC, and the DJ all spitting on this one. So it's like, you know, a lot of the songs, people who are just becoming familiar with my work are listening like, all right, well, these cats got real good chemistry together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? If you play a track like Home or Away, or if you play The Authentic, which we just let out as a single as well, you'll definitely hear it, you know what I'm saying? So don't be confused and don't be scared, all my people out there. You know, I'm not crazy, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a split personality disorder, as it were. I'm just trying to be a little creative with the style, and I split myself up into a group.
Now, talk about that a little bit more in terms of the concept. Is this something that you feel that you always have to push yourself to a new level to try to really bring out every little bit of creativity in yourself? Or how did that come about to approach it in that way?
Well, no, I just wanted to have a little fun with it. You know, it's something. It's actually a bit more conservative than the approach I was thinking about using, and I might still use, but that's for another day. But what I did was, you know, a lot of people look at me as a triple threat in sense of, you know, MC, DJ, producer, and I wear a lot more hats than that, with this being the first full length of my own imprint, Triple Threat Productions. But you know, I just wanted to have a little fun with it and approach the marketing that way and approach the that way. And then just really sort of, you know, branch out. Because like you said, you mentioned earlier about how some artists get to play the role of a character, and they aren't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily speak to who they are individually. What I try to do here is just break down the three different aspects of my character, of my individuality, and express them at different times. You know what I'm saying? So the DJ, when he's spitting, it's more of a hyped up or animated
vocal when the producer is fitting. He's, because he's more the homebody and sort of just laid back in the lab, he's, you know, very, very, very relaxed as far as the vocals go. And the MC, you know, me, I'm just me being me. So it was funny to just sort of split it up into three different sides of myself and approach a record like that. So we'll see, depending on how this goes, or how we continue with it, you know, there might be more of this, so I might just go back and do another solo project after this one.
Now, along those lines, we were talking a little bit about marketing and all those things. Now, when you're approaching it yourself and when you're looking at whatever your budget is and trying to take advantage of the digital platforms and all that, how did you approach that, and what challenges did you face as you?
The challenges are primarily being independent. For me, it's just the lack of capital up front, you know what I'm saying? Without any big-time investors like that. I'm looking at things as far as Triplett's concerned. It's you know, what the government likes to call pay as you go. You know what I'm saying? so that's why the first song on the album is called, you know, Start from Scratch, and the lyrics are pretty deep. You know, something rather poetic as far as the approach. But the moral of the story is, you know, I'm content with what I have, but I'm not content with where I'm at. So I'm gonna use what I have to get where I need to go. You know what I mean? And you look back on your past, like, okay, what can we learn from this and how can we move forward? We don't dwell on it. We don't rest on our laurels. But at the same time, you appreciate where you've been because, you know, and that sort of brings you to the last record on the album, which is Half a Glass. You know what I mean? Like, the first verse is I get a lot, you know, whether it be online or people talking or whatever the case, as far as, you know, being a 15-year veteran of hip-hop, working on my fifth album, and still introducing myself to a lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
So when you have a situation like that, a lot of people say I'm underrated. And it's just kind of funny sometimes because it's like, all right, well, so many people are calling me underrated that how underrated am I really? If I have that big a fan base that it can support me to keep it going for five albums, you know, the fact that this person might not be up on it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're sort of discounting yourself for your knowledge. You know what I mean? So, and I tell to the fans to say that, I would just say, you know, go somewhere and rate me high. Like, I think, you know, like Already Rugged Man on that line with the song we on, he says, I'm mad famous for being unknown. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Now, when you talk about being in the game for so long, and has there ever been a point where you wanted to say, no, I'm just, maybe I'll go back to, I think at one time you were a teacher at one time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes I get that itch just because I miss the camaraderie of the faculty and just the spirit of the kids and, you know, having that place to go to work, you know, working at, having a home studio is a little different, you know, Spain, as far as, you know, you drop the kids off to school, you come right back, it's like, okay, you got to get in work mode. It's a certain kind of discipline. It's a different kind of discipline than the kind of discipline you need to, you know, put yourself somewhere else to go to work and punch a clock. But, you know, sometimes I miss it. But as far as stopping the hip-hop, nah. I mean, the people that keep me going with the support and the love I get, there's really no end in sight, to be honest. Even if I stop rhyming, and, you know, there's still a lot to do as a producer. If I stop producing, even, there'd be a lot to do as a DJ. So, nah, I don't see any end in sight.
Okay, well, that's what's up, man. Hey, seriously, thank you for stopping by. We would like to extend the olive branch to have you come back again, man. I know.
Oh, no doubt. You know, maybe we get a little post Giants Cardinals wrap up.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Once we get that dub, you know, then we can, you know, then at that point, we gonna make sure that we change the front of Dub CNN. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be in Cardinal red. You know, we gonna, and I mean, cause I like the fact that the Giants, you know, you could take them unis real quick, little Photoshop, bang, and it's in red. You know,
that's what happened.
I know. I used to love that jersey, though. I mean, all weirdness aside, I used to love that jersey.
But you know what? I'll tell you this. This is my first ever time doing fantasy football as well.
Oh, man.
And I had LaRod Stevens howling for a little while, but I had to let him go.
Yeah, I believe.
Way too inconsistent, bro. Way too inconsistent. Yeah, it's funny you said that about fantasy football, because part of the time while we've been doing the show, that's what I've been going back and kind of checking my team.
Believe it or not, I'm up against Rapper Big Pooh today.
Oh, word.
And I'm not doing so well, but I still have. And what's really whack is the day of the draft,
I couldn't even log in. So they had, like, it picked automatically for me.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up doing a whole bunch of dropping ads. But they kind of laced me. I got Arian Foster on the bench. I'm waiting for his hamstring to get right. But I got Fred Jackson. I got Deshaun Jackson, which is ironic because we just shut him down.
Right.
I got Michael Williams, but he didn't really do too much for me. I snatched up Scott Chandler from the Bills before anybody realized how good he was.
Okay.
I actually snatched up Victor Cruz this week so I can rock him for next week because I seen how he's breaking out. I got the Bears defense, but they keep playing these good teams. Like, you know, they ain't getting nothing.
Like the Pack today.
Right. But my defenders, I got DeQuell Jackson. I got Terrell Suggs. I got Jabbar Gaffney. So I'm doing all right. I'm down by 13, and I still have Rex Grossman and Jabbar Gaffney to put in work for me, as well as Isaac Redman tonight. So.
Well, that's what's up, man. Hey, seriously, come back. I'm gonna have you back again, man. We got no doubt. Thanks again. We're gonna get into a couple more songs. Ninth Wonder featuring Warren G and Kendrick Lamar. It's called Enjoy. Chino XL, it's called Nice. Royce da 5'9", it's called Random Bars. Thanks again to Jay Live. You listening.
Let me just let you know real quick, man. You can follow me on Twitter. It's J_Live3TP. I couldn't get at it quick enough. I had to put the underscore in there. But J_Live3TP. The 3TP stands for Triple Threat Productions, and the website is j-livemusic.com. Thank y'all very much, man. Thanks for having me on here, for real.
That's what's up, man. And you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Classic, y'all. Yeah. Give respect to the trigger finger. I've been pushed that line since grade school. A fool since I touched down. Bitches, they wanna fuck now, but can't get it. She got ass with a nose like Pippin. My pimpin', it ain't never scared. Got real estate over there and hustle overhead. Dear nigga, try to take it. He gon' fake it till he make it. Shotty break him like a bracelet. That's real talk. Yeah, don't you snitch if you get caught. You already know. If you do, then you dead. And now niggas in the hood trading kush for your baby mama throat. But suck it up, bitch, deal with it. Huh. Ain't no glitch in my computer. Banging beats for the Gouda. Paper planes, no hookahs. Yeah, I'm the driver and the shooter and the taxi. And there you motherfuckers get at me. Yeah. Yeah. And there you motherfuckers get at me.
See, I grew up with the blue team before there was the Ustream. Seen a lot of niggas knocked out over shoestrings. Rhyming on these beats since the 90s, I'm a factor. Here with this career until I'm in the hereafter. Classic with this mic, like Mike when he was blacker. And you remind me of me when I was whacker. I read lines and bring drama like an actor. But I'm so Hollywood that you would think that I'm a rapper. You think I got it backwards? It really doesn't matter. Producer meets the rapper, he's the former, I'm the latter. Spacing out these bars so you niggas can climb on. I'm proof that you can still make loot and keep your rhyme strong. Burn out the industry as hot as my performance. Be the mainstream dream meets the nightmare of normalcy. The anti of everything cool. Still most likely to succeed cause there ain't no rules, yeah.
My nigga, we out here, photo cutlass, and arsenal for your luggage. Don't trap, you fabricate to the public, we don't believe shit. Believe it or not, call your bluff and leave your ass with knots. The juggernaut is in your rectum, car park and resurrect them. I'm sure to cause a spectrum, especially when my mental telepathy start to F them. AKA fuck them, AKA nothing's in my way once I start super fucking. Fuck up your function and your house party, my life shortly about fortune and vice. If the feds caught me, I tread softly, just toss me life. And your hot topics that my posse came to properly fight. Everyone's watching them, right? If you're not watching me, nice. Send my big cousin a kite. Got my shit buzzing when shit wasn't a doorbell, an insect or a light here in sight. Amen, now won't you be? Amen. And pay respects, enjoy, yes, we progress, destroy your baby steps, son, 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 son.
I feel nice, kill, kill.
trust, you gotta admit when I'm rhyming, it's nice, your heart is my pinata. My wordplay will astound, I make your mom say wow. Ironically, wow is the word mom upside down. Trying to separate myself from my bizarre persona, like a rabbit cadaver trying to stab his own organ donor. I walked the kilometer, tried to be calm, and I'd empty this liquid monotop lava shot into your yarmulke. Pana my lava algorithm, stabber, married coward, laughing brat and children's slappers. Wisdom, this isn't sadomasochism, it's a crass addiction and dastardly diction. Have you tap out of submission, a beast like Baptiste, the Puerto Rican edition. The script phenomenon with the Smith Corona type writer, the Unabomber. Ted Kaczynski wrote his manifesto on America. Better invest in its urban environment or get demolished like them London riots. Yeah. I'm pissing on Arizona immigration laws outside of my vehicle with Casey Anthony's severed head hanging from my rear view. I'm out of my mind, that ancient from the cellar, evil being blind. Even Helen Keller's favorite color was Chino. I'm nice. As a murder weapon, word shredding. Sometimes living in hell's giving the best view of heaven. Yeah. Come witness my venomous threat. Chino was death's pet. Born without a heart, created straight from Satan's chemistry set. Will I ever be outshined? Still remains to be seen. Till I'm in a museum with a sign, remains to be seen. You watch it, a man that's standing at the crossroads. Not a poor soul, slower, softer than them Glee episodes. Yeah, you think I'm starving at heart? I'm charging the scenery beautifully. How you figured that the Garden of Eden would be? Okay, problem with a nigga, I say it to their face. Fuck steps to perfection. I am a staircase, pull Bill O'Reilly's spine out. You figure I'm an overdose before you even get official word, Amy Winehouse. Mind your weaponry from the time of the Byzantines. You're talking metaphysically, but Chino's metal physically. The epitome of infinity and validity of my divinity. Half animal activity, only monster in captivity. Legitimately resurrect any gladiator from Sicily. He won't pattern a manage to match my intensity mentally. I'm nice. When the blessing is just coming to you and shit. You surrounded by your niggas like you about to run motherfuckers over. Just feel nice. Roll the windows down and shit. You know what I mean? Cause I'm home behind this mic. I feel right at home behind this shit. Yeah. Now that you know everything, you could be this nice in your next life or something. Just die and follow the light that's right, like that Oslo gunman. You rhyme like a woman that's got whore ways. Laughter's the best medicine, so your records then should cure AIDS. To quote my mom, I'm a thick-skinned son of a bitch. I'd walk through rose bushes for the thorns whenever I itch. Was captured and branded and vanquished in an ancient anguish. Faced the bracy face of hatred and made it my base language. The horror carver, the angry fantasma, spitting sangre in Tugada. Leave your head sliced on a silver platter. Mañana, mañaca, caco on your favorite vodka rapper. Sick laughter, witchcrafted, this bastard is master. Six pastors, of masses to axes, the madness, monastic violence like Pontius Potter's bandits giving Jesus back whippings and lashes. Viva Latino, when Chino do a show, there'll be nobody hustling outside of your local Home Depot. Ridiculous flow, perfected inside of my raps. Greatness, a destination that you will not arrive at. I hear the uncomfortable silence when I drop my verses. It's agreed on by churches that I'm the idol you can worship. Brolic and hypnotical in public or in solitude. I'm liable to stomp and bother the human mind and molecules. Not bitter with a vendetta, just a mile ahead of these non-spitters that are considered the fittest trendsetters. My pen sentence like Lucifer was my babysitter till I'm surrounded by every stepdaughter of Bruce Jenner's. Yeah, she no significant even when I just speak and brag. My birth certificate is printed on the Puerto Rican flag. I'm nice.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Random bars, that's what we gonna call this. This is like a thank you. Thank you. Now Ryan's wit is electric like appliances. Now let the flying fist wreck you, I insist. I'm here to tap some draws, tap some jaws, ball. And as for y'all, I'm here to palm the fucking globe like a basketball. They told me I was gold, I ain't react at all. I'm staying hungry like M while these hoes acting all. Fuck money, but tell the government, give me some since they print it. I'm a schizophrenic, mental clinic, pencil penning. Pimp lieutenant, living the fighting with you. If you flinch, you in it. Quit your pretending you here to be saved. I'm simply sent to be sinning. Your mind's on quitter, your vibe's on bitter. Check my file, my resume is verified on Twitter. Your jeans got a pussy under it. I'll hang up a sign that says your place with an arrow pointing down and put you under it. You rapping all lies, niggas. Misery, love, company ass, groupie ass, basketball wide niggas. I've been the vet repping since Eminem's test record, which was better than any of our enemies' best efforts. And it was just us
destined. We've been the best betting. We've been on top of our green like vinaigrette dressing. You should regroup from the fire. If your killers resemble Keisha from New Jack City or Snoop from The Wire. The only beefing I'm doing with pussy is screwing. Your crew is in ruins. We eating and all you doing is chewing. The only swallowing being done is by your girl. You couldn't digest that. You probably trying Earl. I got a right hand as Debo Cole. Run into it playing and end up with Steve-O's nose. I will leave you where you ripping that. Yelling take that while I click and clack. Two guns that I nicknamed this and that. I played a tune of violence for hours with the same gun that Nas used. And I gave you power, rewind and listen back. My shit's a mansion, your shit's a shack. Now check your handguns, we can go tit for tat. It's a fact like correct answers. The damn drum, I'll leave you in the can with your Samsung. Cam foot in your mouth without a damn tongue. You plus one on the list of the club with your boy. Don't give you the right to challenge a pro, you and one. Nigga, I don't got no story. All I know is I'm quick to pop and put that boy in a hole. Turn his body to a suppository. While y'all hard, I'm rolling alone. I get your broad pregnant, then I pay to abort it with a card over the phone. If people could endure Royce more, I'm so in his zone. Speak with your indoor voice, boy, lower your tone. So now the sky's the limit. My shades cover eyes that are windows to a soda's private hole. Mind your business. Your contract's on the table, looking like a tarnished napkin. My contract's on the table, looking like the Donald's taxes. Yeah, y'all niggas acting real light-skinned. Stick a knife in your right hand. Tell you sit your $5 ass down for I make change. Ask your ass, what you say, nigga?
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. Once again, thanks to Jay Live. That was, we enjoyed that. Blaze and I enjoyed that. So, we, you know the roll call. We gotta let you know. Stay in touch with what's going on with DoveCNN.com. I can kind of plant the seed. There's some big things that are going to be coming down the pike in the next few months with DoveCNN.com. And Microphone Masters Radio is definitely proud, happy to be a part of it, of the things that are moving forward. So it's going to be some big things. Keep in touch with us. You can follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. That's M-I-C Masters Radio. And you can also hit us up on the email, that's mikemastersradio@gmail.com. Support the DoveCNN Radio Network. So you want to tell a friend is us. You got DoveCNN Radio, and just support us because we try to bring that a different twist to you. You know what I'm saying? So before we head out of here, now, Mr. Blaze Rock, let the people know a little bit about where you were at, which is why we had to put the pause button on the Microphone Masters Radio Show, but for good reason, because you were at where they should always protect yourself at all times. So talk about the energy that was there at that Mayweather fight, man.
Man, it was, hey, you know, we were down the street, though. You know, I was still nursing the ankle a little bit. So, you know, we didn't do too much walking. Shout out to my boy Cisco, though, because, you know, we were out there in celebration of his upcoming nuptials.
Indeed.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it was crazy because, you know, Vegas is always packed in the evening anyway, but you add in the fact that it's a championship fight going on, crazy. Now, we were only maybe a block or two from the MGM Grand. My wife and I hit the strip like right after the fight. I watched the fight in the hotel because I wasn't finna spend $65 to sit there and watch it in one of the casino hotels or one of the bars on closed circuit. I just felt like that was a little excessive, you know. It's not even as much fun. Maybe it is for some people, but nah. Anyway, so I watched it in the hotel room, enjoyed the fight. Fight was crazy. I knew everybody's gonna turn it into a racist thing. People gonna turn it into a Mayweather's dirty, blah blah blah. But point blank, period. As I began the show today, protect yourself at all times. There was too much hugging going on after the mistake. If you wanna call it a mistake, bam. But you know, it was crazy because I thought it was going to be pandemonium outside, but it really wasn't. It was real, you know, it was really chill, and people seemed like they was having a good time. So I was just glad to have been in the vicinity, though I didn't have the type of loot to be in the arena.
Yeah, I hear you there. It looked like it. I was. Well, I watched the replay of it last night, and so it was cool the way they kind of set it up with the energy of the place. But I want to be in Vegas for a fight one of these days, and so maybe the next time you bounce out, let your boy know, because, you know, I'll get my little. I might have one or two adult beverages.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, Rock, Cisco, Flip was there, Judgment was there, of course. And yeah. They were enjoying a few beverages, you know, and that's cool. But yeah. Man, the thing that sucked though, the only thing that sucked about Vegas this here go around was, man, the food, I don't know what's going on with the food at all. The food was whack to me.
Really?
The food was whack. Like, everywhere we ate except for this one spot that we ordered some pizza and wings from. Otherwise, garbage. Garbage. And way too expensive for what it was worth, if you ask me.
For sure. I know that you were out there, so I know you were having a good time. Blaze likes to have a good time no matter what, so I definitely had to have him talk about that. So, hey, I had a good time on this show, man, on this episode. What about yourself?
I can't complain. You know, maybe complaining would be worthless.
Sometimes we got to get our grown man on. So as we head out of this episode of Microphone Masters, my boy Rich Nix, make sure you follow him at Rich Nix on Twitter. But anyway, it's called Grown Man. Yeah, thank you for listening to Microphone Masters Radio. Catch us next time, Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com. Are you kidding?
Network music. DJ K. Rich.
This one's on me.
Already told you once before, I'm a grown ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown ass man. Need to stop playing games, I don't understand. Already told you once before, I'm a grown ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown ass man. At the rate I'm going, I'm doing racks a day. Grown man bars, keep cash stacks away. These light skinned bras wanna juice me up. You can chill with me, but bring me bucks. I need the whole thing, not just a piece of it. Checked her so quick that even she love it. Grown man whip, grown man bars. Trip to LA, mingling with the stars. Coast riding, you know I really love the life of a rock star, rocking 2 shows a night. Gotta get it, shit, I need mortgage money. You at the mall talking about can't afford this, honey. It takes 100 pennies just to make a dollar. It took 100 strokes just to make her holler. This chick here thinks she got the best of me. Good greens, no salt in the recipe. Need to stop playing games, I don't understand. Already told you once before, I'm a grown-ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown-ass man. Need to stop playing games, I don't understand. Already told you once before, I'm a grown-ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown-ass man. A grown man, yeah, gotta pay the light bill. For the family, the grown man might kill. Take the kids on trips in the summertime. Put away a little cash so everything's fine. Everything they apart, I gotta show up. It's a blessing just to watch your kids grow up. Boss status, this is what I'm talking about. No DJ, no walking out. Got career dough, stacking pennies every day. No Drew Carey, but whose line is it anyway? It's hammer time, cause you know I'm too legit. But you the fake kind, still counterfeit. You already know I ain't changed the game. I train hard like the military, Major Payne. I'm a great dang, you are still a sharp A. But you don't listen, you gon' have to learn the hard way. Need to stop playing games, I don't understand. Already told you once before, I'm a grown ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown ass man. Need to stop playing games, I don't understand. Already told you once before, I'm a grown ass man. Went from minimum wage to 100 grand. You got little boy money, I'm a grown ass man.
We're just 3 tracks in. 3 tracks in. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.